Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Sean Ellingson about being safe during the holidays. The holidays are here, and we're going to see some increased enforcement in Washington County and across the state. Can you share what all goes into that?
Yeah, both the Washington Police Department and the Washington County Sheriff's Office, we take part in the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. We actually receive grant money from there to buy equipment and things like that. So part of that grant is that we go out and we do increased traffic enforcement during some of the more traffic-heavy times of the year, like Thanksgiving coming up.
And what are the things that you're looking for when you're doing that enforcement?
Well, you're obviously looking for any kind of violation, and the big thing is seatbelts, because people are going to be traveling, there's going to be increased traffic on 218. 218 is already crazy, so you've got to make sure that people have their seatbelts out there. We're also looking for speeders, and then the Sheriff's Office and the Police Department both have a pretty high emphasis on impaired drivers during that time.
And with seatbelts, those are important not only for the driver, but for passengers as well.
Oh, definitely. You know, a lot of the injuries that occur are the passengers. And, you know, some people just think if they're in the back seat, they really don't need it. But that's where a lot of the injuries occur. So especially traveling out on the highway, you know, anybody under 18 obviously has to have a seatbelt on. But we really encourage everybody in the vehicle to have their seatbelt on, even especially everybody in the front seat, because that's the law, but in the back seat also.
And you've seen that firsthand, I'm sure, where it's not being used and it could have helped.
Yes, definitely. There's been several accidents where you go up and you instantly know that the person was not wearing a seatbelt, mostly because of head injuries, facial injuries. Maybe I've been to accidents where they're not even in the vehicle anymore because they've been ejected. So you got to make sure that it's a simple thing to do, and it can really save your life.
And you talked about impaired drivers.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, for some reason, and I think everybody that is, you know, aware of what's going on realizes Thanksgiving is a big time that a lot of family comes back. Typically, they spend the day on Thursday with their family. Friday night, we see a pretty good increase in people going out to the bars, meeting up with old high school friends, meeting up with other friends that maybe are back for the weekend also. It's typically a time that a lot of people get together, and that's great. We encourage that. We want people to have fun. We just want you to plan ahead. Make sure that you have a designated driver or you have a way home that is not going to involve you driving after you've been drinking.
That limit is just a couple of drinks.
Yeah, it does not take much. It's a 0.08 in the state of Iowa. Obviously, I want to just remind the younger ones that are 20, maybe 19 years old. Obviously, that's against the law for you to drink because the legal drinking age is 21. But there's also what's called an O2 violation, which means if you are under 21, so 20 years old and under, if your blood alcohol is 0.02 or higher, up to 0.08, you're going to be in violation of a 0.02 violation, which is losing your license. And it also counts as a revocation for an OWI, which is very serious.
What kind of consequence is there if you do have an OWI?
Well, with OWIs, obviously there's a loss of your license, which makes it very difficult to keep a job. And the insurance rates and the fines and jail time, it all adds up to a very expensive night out on the town. So just plan accordingly. Make sure somebody is staying sober or that you can call somebody to come get you. Or, you know, if you're in a small town, you know, walk home.
And this time of year, road conditions can change very quickly. Do you have any advice for folks as far as that's concerned?
Definitely. You know, when you're traveling, especially, I think a lot of people like to travel on Wednesday nights. They'll get off work. Maybe they have to travel to family members that are somewhere else in the state or somewhere else in the Midwest. Just be cautious of what the roads are doing. Look at the weather, not only here, but where you're traveling to, and plan accordingly. I mean, there may be times that it's wiser to go Thursday morning as opposed to going Wednesday night, depending on what the road conditions are. You know, we're also in heavy deer season. You guys have probably seen that in the police logs. So keep an eye on that. Just slow it down a little bit. Make sure you're watching the ditches for the deer.
And if you do happen to hit a deer or to slide into the ditch, what should you do in that situation?
Well, definitely report it, 911, or you can call our non-emergency number if nobody's heard and you're just going to move on down the road. But you'll need to report that, especially if there's damage to your vehicle. If you do slide into a ditch, it's probably safest just to stay in your vehicle until you can get a hold of law enforcement. If you do need medical, obviously let our dispatch know that. We'll get that out to you as soon as possible. And we'll get you, once we get law enforcement there, we'll have some emergency lights on the scene. We'll be able to get you out of your vehicle safely and hopefully either get your vehicle towed out or get you another ride to where you need to go.
And in closing, is there anything that you'd like to say to folks?
Big thing is, you know, it's law enforcement. It's always our goal to do nothing. So we want to really do as little as possible. That's our goal. And that means that basically people are obeying the law, they're driving sensibly, and they're making arrangements if they are going to be out having a good time with their friends. So just, you know, please do those things. And then our law enforcement officers that are having to work the holidays can have a nice quiet night and not have to deal with accidents or deal with people making poor choices.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Sheriff Chief Deputy Sean Ellingson speaking about being safe during the holidays. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.